It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's novel involves the preservation of Pennsylvania mountains from an oil company. Cheryl Bazui reviews As the Wolf Loves Winter.
David Poyer's As the Wolf Loves Winter is a thriller that reflects the author's respect for the wilds of Pennsylvania. It's set in the hills of western Pennsylvania, first plundered by trappers, then timber, oil, and gas. Wolves became extinct in the scarred natural habitat. Or did they? While mangled, frozen bodies are found in the woods, fear spreads through the small villages surrounded by the dark hills of Hemlock County. What terrible secrets lies hidden in those woods? Would someone kill to keep it? The main character, Halverson, has lived as a hermit in those hills, but age and his deteriorating health have slowly convinced him to move back to civilization. His adult daughter convinces him to move in with her and her husband. In the first half of the book, linear stories shift us back and forth from old-timer Halverson to 12-year-old Becky. Becky's father is long gone, and her single mom moves from one small town to another as she tries to support her two children. Becky is always the new kid. When her mother marries Charlie, Becky begins to feel like an unwanted stepchild. We start to learn about her seemingly unrelated infatuation with a fairy tale about a wolf prince. Her obsession with the fairy tale becomes dangerous, but eventually saves her. The storylines merge when Becky is lost in the woods while attempting to make a deal with the fairy gods for her little brother's life. She is captured and held hostage by a Thunder Oil subcontractor. Halverson, a retired Thunder Oil worker, is also captured while out for one last adventure in his beloved woods. They end up in the same unheated shed during the dead of winter. Halverson's skills as a lifelong hunter, oil man, and mountain man enable him to escape with Becky. They overcome all odds and become an unlikely survival team. Next, the storyline weaves in Ansley Thunner, the scheming CEO of Thunder Oil. She inherited the company from her aging and ailing father, who was the cunning CEO in Halverson's day. In Ansley's world, corporate greed outweighs individual rights and decency. Likewise, a wolf cares more for the good of the pack than an individual wolf. The author makes it clear that the order of the wolf pack is more civilized than Thunder Oil. Suspense, dramatic imagery, and intense action make As the Wolf Loves Winter an unforgettable story. Rich character development, corporate deception, and plot twists are blended together to create a great book by a master storyteller. Those interested in Pennsylvania's energy resources and the current drilling activity in the Marcellus Shale will be fascinated. The story of greed and energy theft make this novel even more relevant for today's readers.
That book is As the Wolf Loves Winter by David Poyer. It was recently re-released by Northampton House. Reviewer Cheryl Bazui lives in Bradford, Pennsylvania. She's a writer who goes by the pen name Anne McCauley. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.